send an email over to you right now. So just a run through the email. 6 months of the business bank statements, 4 months of the processing statements, and the business tax warrants, namely the first 2 pages and the schedule. Now, do you think you do want to mail it in? Because all of those are just going to be
my address. Hello.
Hey, this is Julian, Bank of Cardiff. Is this Dina?
Yes, it is Dina.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool. Do you have a few minutes? I just wanted to go over your file with you.
Yeah, I'm in the car. Is that okay?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just got out of a meeting with my underwriter, and I just wanted to give you some initial feedback. So, obviously, you know the situation that you're in. Anytime there's, you know, anybody with a sub-500 FICO score, anybody with tax liens, kind of raises some red flags. With that being said, we do have a program for you. It's not going to be the dollar amount that you're looking for. It's kind of a starter program. My credit department was, like I said, they're a little hesitant, but I kind of fought for you. I was like, you know, they've been around for a long time. They have a great business going. You know, everybody runs into cash flow issues now and then. So they're willing to get their feet wet, and I just kind of wanted to get your feedback to see if it's something that will even help you at all before we get the final sign-off from an underwriter. So the amount that we're looking at, all things considered, it is a decent approval. I got you approved for, it's looking like roughly somewhere between 11 and 12K with an 8-month payback. Usually for people with situations associated with higher risk businesses, like just obviously the current situation that you're in are going to be more shorter term, like 3 or 4 months. I was able to get you 8 months though, and this program does have a renewable option, meaning about halfway through the term, if you guys need in more cash, which I'm assuming you will to continue to help with the tax liens, we'll be able to get you more cash longer term again, cheaper rate since you'd be considered a returning customer. So I wanted to include that stipulation in the loan contract. So if we can get you 12K, is that even something that's going to help your business, like somewhere between 11 and 12K?
You're a small business, so that's what we're here for.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I kind of, sorry, go ahead. No, you go.
So I was just going to ask what the interest would be on that.
Yeah, so it's a
How
fixed
much would
cost.
I be paying back?
I'll tell you right now. Let's see. Yeah, I kind of figured you can use at least some of it for the catering side as well, and that'll kind of assist with your revenues, and that'll, you know, all around assist with paying back the tax liens and getting all that stuff taken care of. Because I know the catering part of your business is a lot more profitable because you don't have to deal with all the overhead costs and things like that. So that's what I was kind of hoping for. But let me see as far as what your payments will be. I'm not sure what you were like budgeting for, but it looks like if we get you somewhere around 11 to 12K, your monthly payments will be about $2,200. Is that going to be something that'll fall like within your budget?
So, absolutely.
What I'm asking, Sarah, is how much would I end up paying back in the interest?
Okay, I'll tell you right now.
So if I borrow 12, am I paying back an additional 5, 10? What am I doing?
Yeah. Let's see. So the amount that they're looking at right now is about an $11,800 approval. There'd be a 1.5% origination fee, and that's pretty standard in the industry. You don't have to cut a check for that. It just comes out of the proceeds of the loan, and you'd be paying roughly $5,000 in interest, and that's over 8 months. So like I said, that's double the term of something that they're typically willing to do with the amount of risk associated with the file. But like I said, I fought for you, and I mean, you've been around for a long time. The business has.
Yeah, we can pay that off easily. That's not my concern.
Okay.
My concern is I'm trying to figure out, it is a whole lot less than what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
And if I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, it is a starter program, but once you kind of build a relationship with us and we see that you're able to make the payments on time, there's no issues or anything like that,
Are the payments going to be taken out of the credit card or I'm making payments?
No, this will come straight out of your checking account. You don't have to, it's going to be automatic payments. It's split up into micro payments too, so it's a lot more manageable. So instead of having one lump sum monthly payment, it's going to be a daily payment of somewhere around $106, $107. But it's not taken out every day. It's 21 days out of the month. It's not taken out on weekends or holidays. So a lot of our customers prefer the daily just because it's a smaller amount and it's a little bit easier to manage. So if we're looking at the $11,800, it'd be over 8 months, and the daily payments would be about $106 a day, which, like I said, will come out to roughly $2,200 a month, somewhere around there. Is that something that you guys can handle, and is it something that will help you?
We can handle it. I'm just trying to figure out if I should try another avenue or not, because, you know, I really wanted to try a minimum of taking care of at least $20,000 in taxes.
Right.
So I would not have to worry about getting on a payment plan with them.
Right.
See,
right.
With doing it this way, I'll still have to get on a payment plan, so then I'm going to be paying your company and them.
Yeah, but if you're paying them, if you're putting down, like, I kind of figure you might put $3,000 into the catering side, and if you put down $7,000 or $8,000 on the tax lien, it's going to lower the tax payment that they put you on. You know what I mean? If you're able to put down more money with them, they'll lower your payment a lot of times. I don't know exactly what the situation is or what kind of deal you're working out with them, but
the minimum that I want to give them to get on the payment plan would be like $12,000, so I would have to give them all of it.
Gotcha.
So there'll be no room for catering at all.
Yeah.
Great. Even if it was $15,000, I'd think, like, okay, I'll give them $12,000, I'll use the $3,000 for the catering, but...
Right. Yeah, no, this is like the absolute max that we can get you. Trust me, I already went back and forth with them. They didn't even want to approve it in the first place. But I'm putting my name on the line here just because I have a lot of confidence in you and in your business. But like I said, this will have a renewable option. Typically about halfway through, we can get you some more cash. Because you do have an under 500 FICO, I'm not sure if you realize, it's really a challenge to get you approved anywhere. Like if you were to go for like a personal loan or a line of credit, a car loan, like they're not even going to entertain you at all. So with businesses, it's a little bit different. We are willing to take a little bit more risk. But like I said, this is like the maximum approval possible for your business right now. Like I said, they didn't even want to approve this at all, but they're willing to kind of get their feet wet, see if you can make payments on time. And like I said, I'm willing to put my name on the line here for you because I do believe in you, and I do believe in your business. And I think this will be something that can help you, even if it's not going to solve the problem. It'll kind of be like a Band-Aid, and possibly, halfway through the term, we can get you some more cash. So, like I said, just wanted to get your feedback, see if it's something that'll help you guys, and I'll get the final sign off from my underwriter. If not, not a problem.
What's the interest again? Percentage?
Let me see. It's roughly $5,000 in interest. It's not an APR because it's not annualized. It's not even up to a year. It's just 8 months. So we just assign a fixed cost to it, which is actually really helpful because when you're doing when you have like a credit card or a line of credit, you have a annualized APR, and they don't tell you how much interest you're paying, and it's compounding. So you're oftentimes paying more interest than you're led to believe. With these programs, it tells you exactly what you're paying back in interest, and it will be. I'll tell you again. I'll get the exact number for you right now. Times 1.44. You'd be paying back $5,192 in interest, and it's spread out over 8 months. So, and keep in mind the interest is also tax deductible for your business. So realistically, you're paying effectively less interest than that because you probably have a average tax rate of what, like 35% or something like that, or 30%.
Let me call my bookkeeper and tell him what the offer is, and then I'll call you back. Would that be okay?
Yeah, let me know. As long as you get back to me today, that should be fine.
Yeah, it'll be today. It'll probably be after. I'm trying to get back to the restaurant now. After lunchtime is over, or sooner if I can, I will call you back, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Let me just call him first, okay? Because I was talking to him about it yesterday.
Okay,
so let me see where I'm at.
Sounds good,
okay,
Dina.
Julia, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really my pleasure. Just leave a voicemail for me if I don't hear back, and if I have to leave the office or something, I'll respond through email.
Or I can email you, right? Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Either way, you can try calling me if I don't answer. Just email, but I'll for sure get back to you whether it's an email or call.
Last question, Julian.
Yeah.
If I say yes, then what's the next step?
Yeah, so what we would do is generate the documents for you. We would need a photocopy of your driver's license and a voided check for the bank account, just for the final like verification process. We'll send you the documents, you sign them, we'll deposit in your account. If we get the documents to you and back from you today, we should be able to deposit in your account, I would say by Monday, worst case scenario, Tuesday. That's kind of what we're looking at as far as like timeline goes. So we can work through this relatively quickly. And I can double check with my underwriter to see if there's going to be any other stipulations, but we really just wanted to see if this is even going to help you before we even move forward at all, because they haven't even signed off on the final approval yet. So I don't want to like waste our time or waste your time if it's not even going to help you. So that's kind of why I wanted to get like some feedback for you first.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I want to call the bookkeeper right now and cool. get that answer and then
perfect.
And then give you a call back. Okay.
Perfect. Okay, Dina. Yeah,
all
let
right.
me know and I'll be happy to help.
All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll talk soon. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.